This chapter is analogous to our chapter on incentive structures. If incentive structures are the tangible means by which we motivate our players to get to the fun experiences our game intends to provide, then cost structures are the tangible means by which our game challenges our players to exercise the skills that our game is testing. Fundamentally, a cost is a problem that you're presenting to your players. It's tempting, then, to conclude that costs are supposed to be obstacles in much the same way that a football team's defense is an obstacle to their opponent's offense, that they are supposed to function as speed bumps on the path to an easy victory. If we took this view, we might conclude that we want to play keep away with our players so as to delay gratification. But the word I used was problems, and I meant it very precisely. Our intent as designers, and the entire focus of this part of the book, is not to frustrate or obstruct our players, but to challenge them. And the best way is by giving them problems to contend with. Cost structures are the means by which we give shape to those problems. Our first principle about cost structures, then, is that costs should be commensurate with the value of the reward that they confer. If our scoring track is 50 paces long, and a certain action advances us 20 paces on that track, that's 40% of the progress toward victory. The cost to take this action doesn't have to be exactly proportional to this, but if the cost is about as much as you have access to in a single turn, that's probably too low. And if the cost is more resources than are available in the entire game, that's probably too high. These simple considerations at least get us in the right ballpark of what our costs ought to look like.